Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Time now for headlines as we predict what will happen on Sunday as the Packers take on the Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say kissing cousins. Pack bikes tied.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
He missed it again! And we'll end this crazy game in a tie. Oh my goodness.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include trivia and a visit from Uncle Homer, begins now. But it begins, this is not our official clip of the day, right, Jesse? Because that's what we do at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to have one ready for the end of the show, though. Just setting you up for that. I'm in a big hurry. I got to get out of here and get up to Appleton today. So
ready,
I don't know.
Ready to go do a rain out up there now.
Got to make sure I do high school. Muskego Madison Memorial scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Dennis and I will have the call. Very exciting baseball.
Jesse, where do I need to go? I'm going to be down in Muskego this weekend. What's the spot? I get one spot to go grab a little lunch. Where am I going in Muskego?
Alpine Lanes. Trust me. Go to the bowling alley. The Avalanche Grill at Alpine Lanes. Fantastic food. Get yourself either a pizza or a calzone. My dad would say the Italian sausage sandwich. Fantastic food at Alpine Lanes and the Avalanche Grill.
All right. Well, how close is that to the park? To the parks down there?
I mean, Muskego's not that big. You're 10 minutes from everything if you want to be.
I need it to be closer.
Walking distance?
Not walking distance. Certainly not walking distance. I'll circle back to you on that one. I'm always going to say go to Alpine. Whenever I go to Muskego and my dad and I are getting lunch, we almost always go to Alpine Lanes for lunch.
So. How's their ice cream?
All right.
I think they have like an ice cream cake kind of deal, so I think that counts.
Ooh, pretty good. I love ice cream.
Go check it out.
I like ice cream on top of my ice cream cake. Well, this is not our clip of the day, and we may not have one at all. So instead, we have a clip from Gabe talking about Giannis Watch as that continues as the NBA draft inches closer. It is kicking off on Tuesday. Tipping off, I suppose, would be the proper term there. On Tuesday, 2 days, but the first round is Tuesday. Will Giannis still be a member of your Milwaukee Bucks? We'll have to wait and see. But here is Gabriel Neitzel on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy discussing the Giannis conundrum.
The Bucks should want that much in return for him. He's a top five player in the league. He's a top 25 player in NBA history. The Bucks should be asking for a king's ransom. And that's the price of acquiring someone. Mikal Bridges, you trade 5 first-round picks for him. You trade 4 first-round picks for Desmond Bane. And now Giannis is not somehow worth something similar. I don't buy that. Yeah, teams are trying to be cheap, and I think the Bucks need to hold out. And, hey, you want this guy? You want him to slow down Wemby? You want him to help lead you to another championship? You don't get a discount on greatness. You don't get to be taken advantage of.
So, I found that to be interesting. No blank. You should get a king's ransom for Giannis. But I think that this is something that we have under-discussed of all the angles on this. Mm-hmm. Is how are these teams looking at the Bucks and saying, Giannis doesn't want to be there anymore. We can get him on the cheap. Because we spent a lot of time on this with the number one Heat fan in America, Evan Cohen, yesterday. We spent a lot of time on this through the last several months. And at no point did I stop and say, you know, I don't really think it sounds like they're getting a whole lot for a guy as good as Giannis. Until I heard Gabe say that, and it made me go, it does seem like the conversation center. I mean, Tyler Hero. Nice player. We had that discussion yesterday. But, Tausch, why do you think this is? Because I think Gabe's right.
Well, we don't really know what is all out there. I mean, I agreed with Gabe's point on you don't get a discount on greatness.
Good line.
But and I didn't ask Jesse for this clip, but Michael Wilbon, who has been on PTI forever, is, I think, a well-respected guy. He's been covering the NBA for a long time, and he torched Giannis, absolutely torched him. He hasn't been great in 5 years. Has Giannis been great in 5 years? Giannis has been really good when he's been out there playing. He's been dominant in stretches. But the reality of the situation is these guys get paid to be great in April, May, and June. That's where Giannis has put himself because of all of the greatness that he has been from, I don't know, 2016-17 till, I would argue, 2022. But Wilbon, and I think there's a lot of other people, I don't know how many teams are involved in this, but Milwaukee is at the point where, you know, Giannis, if he does not want to be here, do the Milwaukee Bucks really want to give Giannis a 5-year supermax for what we've seen the last 4 years? I don't know. If they did, they wouldn't be entertaining any of this. Because you just play it out, and you believe that you're going to keep him. Now, I'm not privy to those other conversations, but I wanted to just completely dismiss everything Michael Wilbon said, because I am a Giannis fan and a Milwaukee Bucks fan, and you don't want to acknowledge any of that. But in the last 3 years, has Giannis been great? I saw I do this a lot. But I go back to moments, and when moments click, cold, windy day, Lambeau Field, Mike McCarthy, wind blowing, gusting, blah, 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 end of an era. I saw the end of an era. I was there with Scalzi sitting directly across from Giannis.
Yeah, you're right.
In Oklahoma City, absolute drubbing. I knew then it was over. The fans in Fiserv knew it was over. I think Giannis knew it was over. They didn't get the trade done. It was right before the trade deadline. And from that moment on, I just have been wondering, like, where are we at and how is this going to resolve? The Bucks need to completely reload with this trade. But how many teams are willing to do it? If this was Giannis 2021, 29 teams would be clamoring for this. I haven't heard. All I've heard is Miami and maybe Boston, and then Wendy says, I don't know. Wouldn't there be a load of teams that would be at least offering stuff? And maybe I'm wrong on this, but I am not hearing that. I think that's where Gabe's point is coming in and saying there shouldn't be a discount. I agree. Do you think people selling Apple iPhones are going to be discounting it if they can't keep them on the shelf? But all of a sudden the new model comes in, and you got to get rid of the Apple 15s. For a company that doesn't discount stuff, they'll discount to get the 16s and get rid of their inventory. I just hope we're not in the case, and this is why I want this deal, and I've said this all week. I want this deal to be complicated, because if it's not, I'm sorry to say, if it's only going to be Miami, it's going to be discounted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're ever going to get, if you believe Giannis is still the same guy he was in 2021, I don't care what ransom you're going to get hauled back. It's going to be discounted. And Wilbon's stuff yesterday, and Jesse, if you can find that audio at some point, I do think it's interesting.
Oh, I got it. Good producer back here.
This audio, because this
Riley's
is somebody
there?
That I. Oh, Riley's got it? Oh.
Sorry. Jesse has the audio that Tausch referenced with Michael Wilbon. Here it is.
This is interesting to me because I don't believe in Giannis anymore. Giannis is a rumor. Giannis hadn't done jack in the months that matter, which would be May and June, since 2021. 5 years is forever in professional sports. Giannis is a multiple-time MVP, a great player, a Hall of Famer, and as you said, a champion. He was that. Yeah. I ain't seen evidence of it. Sorry. A league can now, particularly the NBA, it can pass you by. And with a ton of wings who are 6'9", 6'10", sort of size, DeBanza and Caleb Wilson and those kids coming in the league, Giannis can look obsolete fairly quickly if he can't get his butt out there and contribute heavily, massively in May, June.
Tausch, is that what you were looking for?
That's the clip. And how much has he contributed? What? And I know injuries suck. I get that. But the Milwaukee Bucks Giannis era, I doth declare, ended when Dalla Dame tore his Achilles up and Giannis was hot potato in the basket. Like, that era ended 2 years ago, guys. We didn't want to acknowledge it, but it did. So now we've been living, and we have Giannis is a star, and he's done a lot of great things in the regular season in spurts. But this year was abysmal. It was abysmal. And for Bucks fans, they're saying, we can't trade Giannis, we can't do this. And now I think I've resigned to the fact that's going to happen. Wilbon's points, it's been a while. I don't know how anybody can refute that.
So how does that feel for you? Because you're right. Like you said, you are a Giannis stan. Are we wrong in thinking that Giannis should command the kind of king's ransom that we think he should when we objectively stop and take a look at the last four seasons?
What do we always say? The market will tell you what the market will tell you.
Is that what
you could
say?
Think that your house is worth $800,000. And you could sit there, and if nobody comes and nobody offers and it's 6 months later, all of a sudden you're going to say, you know what, my house ain't worth $800,000. I put all this effort and time into it. It almost feels like maybe we're there, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope we get a three-team trade and get like, – are we going to get a deal like Mikal Bridges got? Are we going to get that?
Five first-round picks?
I don't think we're getting five first-round picks back for Giannis. Maybe. But then again, if you end up giving Giannis to somebody, their first-round pick's not going to be that great. If you go to Golden State and do that trade that we talked about right before the trade deadline, my guess is Golden State's going to be pretty dang good. And then that pick is 25.
Yep.
That's not as great as what we just saw. So I think we all have to just look at this, and we all want to support and root for our guys. And Giannis is always going to be one of our guys, regardless of what happens. But the reality of the situation is there doesn't seem to be this monster amount of people that want in on Giannis right now outside of the Miami Heat.
Yeah,
maybe that reporting is just being stunted and nobody is saying it, but correct me if I'm wrong. If people have juice when the sun's shining, you better make hay. Well, the sun is shining. You're a week out of the draft. If you're a reporter, do you not want to have some news breaking? Do you not want this news to be
sure.
out there?
Yes. Yes. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't it be? Unless there isn't any. Or teams are just really good at not
I don't think they generally are.
Break.
Yeah. The juice
what
and the sunshine.
What were you giving me a look for about?
Because I didn't understand how the juice part. You got like a couple of different things mixed
in.
No,
I went with the hay.
Make hay when the juice is.
It's an old farmer's term. No, it's an old farmer's term that when you can't make hay when the sun ain't shining. You can't be out cutting hay and side raking it and baling it when it's rain. Today is rainy. When the sun's shining, you better
make drink
hay.
More juice. If you're an orange farmer. You should also listen to Behind the Bucks. I can't wait for the episode that goes behind the Bucks trade of Giannis. But for now, I have listened to this. It's very good. Charlie Behrens does a great job. I was surprised when I heard his voice, but he does such a good job on this. It is Bucks versus the World when the Bucks took on the USSR on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. You can find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I just want to state for the record that this information that just came across Jesse's desk that he is going to unveil before we get to Homer, I am not party to this. Jesse, the floor is yours.
So in our company, we do these little birthday questionnaire emails where you get like five, you know, silly questions to answer. And sometimes it's a little glimpse into people's lives, and sometimes it's just raises some eyebrows, and in this particular case, it's more of the latter. It's Tausch's birthday today.
And that's what I heard.
There's five questions in this email, and I'd like to turn our attention to question three. If you could have any animal as a pet, real or fictional, what would it be? Tausch's response is a hippo.
Yeah. I've made that abundantly clear for years.
You said that on the show many times before.
You're doubling down that you want
to... It's like Jana getting married that I missed, apparently.
Why do you want a hippo as your pet?
They're amazing. Just
how long you been producing this show?
8 years, but I take a lot of days off.
That's fair. I have said... Listen, giraffes are tall. Lions are ferocious. Polar bears... gargantuan. There's a lot of great animals, a lot of great pets, dogs and cats, all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know a ton of things that are more impressive to me. And I've always wanted to do this. And if I was, you know, having an animal preserve and thought this would be the one thing that I'd want to do is stand on my porch with a cart full or a crate full of watermelons. And I would fling them over the top, and I want to just see they eat watermelons like we chew bubble gum. Like, it is just a fascinating thing to watch, and that would bring me a lot of joy. If I just fired watermelons over the top of my shoulder, and the hippo either catches them like you're playing with those little cheese pops, and it just, it's just a powerful, powerful animal. I'm sure there's a lot of maintenance that I probably wouldn't want to deal with, but that wasn't the question that Rachel from our team asked. The question was, what would you, fictional or not? And that's the answer that I would give.
It's a great answer. Many times. So instead of, remember when during COVID we were so desperate for things to watch that, and I still have not watched it because I did not want my appreciation for the cat sanctuary that we went to in Tampa, St. Pete, to be ruined by the program. But Tiger King was all the rage. If you had unlimited money, would you become the Hippo King? Like, you'd get a big moat where he could...
No.
You just need one?
I think... Yeah, I feel like I'd get bored. So, I would... I don't
worry
need
about
to do
that with
that
this
and
show.
Have that as my livelihood. I think it's more fling it and forget it.
What would you name That's your pet Hippo?
I haven't thought about that, Jesse, but let me something with an H. It would have to be an H because Henry the Hippo, it would have to be something. Helmut the Hippo. That's what I would call it. Helmut the Hippo.
Wait a minute.
Linda?
No, Helmut.
Big Linda. Wait a minute. You call your brother Helmut.
I do.
Would
it's
you
an
say
homage.
That? Would it be, an honor to be share a name with your brother's pet hippo?
Absolutely, because it's a moniker, and I just told you how much joy that would bring me, so I would think that'd be a net positive, right?
Maybe.
Helmut the Hippo.
What is a net positive is Steinhoffel's 4th of July mattress sale, which is going on right now. This is your chance to save big at Steinhoffel's. Up to $1,000 off Beautyrest adjustable base sets. Get comfortable for less with a Queen Beautyrest world-class mattress starting at just $1,299. And if you're ready to go all in on luxury, step up to the Beautyrest Black and score $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. And making it even easier, take advantage of their current 60-month 0% special financing. But don't miss this bonus. For a limited time, test rest a Beautyrest Black, and they'll give you a $25 gas card. And who doesn't need that in today's economy? Hurry in today or shop anytime online at steinhoffels.com. And as always, relax. It's Steinhoffels. Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, joining us now on the Yuengling GOAT hotline. Jesse, I've got a great graphic for you of Homer depicted as a goat. I'll pass that along to you so you can put that to good use.
Is that from the creator of The Guy Who Made Me is the Genie?
No, I did this one with a little help from your friend AI. I thought it turned out okay. It's kind of a cartoon goat, and Homer is definitely the goat of Wisconsin Sports Talk Radio. And he joins us on the Yuengling guest hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, even older than Homer, and now in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still in a bit of a quandary. I still believe that the James Dolan winning a world title is the biggest surprise in sports in my lifetime. And I haven't, in the last day, been able to come up with anything even close. Nobody
Homer,
has been as horrific Homer, as he was, the worst owner for 20 years, and then wins the title 6 years later. I mean, it's because he made the greatest hire ever with Leon Rose, who is the most underappreciated man on the planet. But I can't come up with anything even close.
Homer, I have to tell you this, and I heard this. I think it's super interesting. James Dolan was very involved throughout the 90s, 2000s, and then he opened up the Sphere, that big deal out in Las Vegas, right? The big ball that is supposedly does great concerts. If the Killers ever play there, I'm definitely going. And they have said that that took away part of his involvement, letting Leon Rose and Worldwide West, everybody else, do their job, and that may be part of the reason that they were able to win a championship with him.
I'll accept anything. It's the story that needs to be done, and it's an embarrassment to everybody involved in the media and in sports in New York that they have not led with the biggest surprise in the history of sports, that James Dolan wins a title after arguably being the worst owner, one of the worst ever in the history of sports for 20 years, to the point
more so than Buster Douglas knocking out Iron Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. No. More than the U.S. ragtag grassroots beating the Soviets? No.
Not even close.
Okay. Not even close.
So it's not.
Hold on.
So it's not.
You don't appreciate and understand how bad he was for 20 years. Buster Douglas was Muhammad Ali compared to James Dolan as an owner. The
oh, come on.
Yes,
come on.
You don't know the story then. No. Look it up.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's absolute crazy talk.
Because they haven't told the story. No, imagine Don Morton being coach of Wisconsin football for 20 years and then winning a title the next 6 years, national title. You can't, you do not fully understand how horrific he was. Nobody has come up with this. Those are, I mean, as I said, the way to compare it is, imagine someone winning the Olympic marathon crawling. That's what occurred with James Dolan. That's how amazing it is. Most amazing.
James Dolan went to the finals in 99. He went to the finals in 95.
He did not start running things until 2000.
I'm not sure about that.
All right. So can I? All right. Hold on. Everybody, take a.
That's a crazy comp to say.
All right. Take a deep breath.
That's crazy.
Because Homer.
Look at the other horrible owners. Let's go back to Ted Stepien in the NBA. Go back and look at horrible owners. They never have ever done what he just did.
All right. So
maybe he's not a horrible owner.
Would you two stop for a second?
It's just so absurd. Jason, it's so absurd.
Yes.
Hey, it's my birthday. That's absurd. It's absurd.
It's absurd that it's your birthday and this is happening. Yes. So James Dolan took control of the Knicks in 1999. From 2000 to 2020, they had the worst cumulative win-loss record in all of the NBA and, I believe, all of sports, including their, including other sports.
Well, is Pauscher wearing that on his birthday?
Yes, but...
By the way,
thanks, buddy.
I love you guys so much. But I think Tausch, and this story is from NJ.com, which I believe is the website for the Bergen Record or the Newark Star Ledger, one of the major newspapers in New Jersey. Maybe it's a combination of both. But this is really interesting. What Tausch just said is really interesting because this is out there among a couple of June Lee apparently was the first one to write this. But Homer, it's not as impressive that they won it with the world's worst owner because of what Tausch just told you, that he got distracted with his new toy, the Sphere, and it got him out of the meddlesome, ruining franchise owner that he had been. Like, he gave you the explanation for why they were able to overcome such a god-awful, horrible, awful owner, which was your point.
Then give me the explanation how a guy or somebody won the Olympic marathon crawling. That does not change the...
But it does change. If it would be incredible if they won the NBA title with him still being the meddlesome jackwagon that he was for 20 years.
Again, I'd have to know the credit.
They let your guy Leon Rose do his job. And look what happened.
How much did he prevent the previous people from doing their job?
They hired Isaiah Thomas to coach the team.
It doesn't matter. It does not change how amazing it is. It doesn't change that. No horrific owner has ever had a turnaround like that. It's the most amazing thing. Now, you may say, okay, well, this is why. But one, there's no guarantee that the knucklehead would hire the kind of person who could do it right, even if he isn't meddling. As you
Homer,
just stated,
what did you make of
for 20 years?
All right, I'm done. Listen, I'm done with James Dolan. I'm done with it.
Apparently, so are the Knicks.
Around.
That's why they won.
Giannis, we just had a nice spirited little talk. Michael Wilbon brought up what I thought were some good points. Gabe brought up some good points. Giannis, the last 2 years, I don't know where we stand. Like, if you're running the Milwaukee Bucks and you had to commit for five more years – at 70, 80 million a year. Yeah. You're not going to be happy getting the results we just got. Would you give massive extension to him?
I would, with the concern that was stated by Wilbon. And Wilbon leaves out how phenomenal the stats were for Giannis in the regular season. Was it like this year? But yes, the number one concern, the biggest risk by far, is injury. And I'm willing to accept that, but yes. I've already stated I believe he will tear an Achilles before his career is done. But even accepting that, I would take a chance. But it is exactly as Wilbon said. He is who's the guy who's with the Clippers? Keyshawn Leonard? What's the guy's name?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. He's Kawhi Leonard. Hurt all the time in the playoffs. That's the only – and when Giannis didn't get hurt, then as you mentioned, his partner blew his Achilles. So it's all about injuries. And it's that simple. And for Wilbon not to emphasize that part of it has nothing to do with his ability. He's every bit, it can be every bit as dominant. He's older, yes. But it's a question of him being healthy in the playoffs, just like Leonard.
So and Homer, how much?
Risk. I don't think the Bucks want that risk. I think they want to move on.
I do too. Yeah, you can't. I just wonder, and Gabe's point was, you know, don't take a discount on greatness. I think it's a great point. But how many teams do you think, and why are we not hearing more teams getting involved in this? Is it just because Giannis won't sign an extension with them and they won't do it? Or is it there's a lot of skepticism about kind of the points that Wilbon brought up?
I think it's both of those things. Like, how much am I going to give up if I'm a team if he doesn't agree to do an extension with him? That's one of the dilemmas that could, as I said, go back and check the tape. They're going to get way less than people want with Giannis. And that's going to happen.
I think
for
you're right.
For part of the reasons there. I mean, what do you do if you're the Bucks? You don't get what you want.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
Well, Haslam has come out and said if he doesn't agree to the extension, he's getting traded. And I don't know, outside of the Miami Heat,
and again,
then there's rumors of Boston.
By the now worst owner in the history of professional sports.
Wait a minute. Isn't Mike Brown in this conversation, too, the Bengals owner?
Just wait. The Miami Heat owner is the worst owner in sports?
No, Haslam.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, Haslam's
the worst owner in sports. Destroyed the Cleveland Browns, the likes of which only Dolan could understand.
Well, the Browns weren't exactly swimming in glory when he took over.
Oh, come on. You don't know anything about the Browns.
Well, they weren't.
Next. Yes.
The Cleveland Browns were swimming in glory before Haslam took over?
They didn't know it was glory, but it was compared to what since he took over. Dick Marty Schottenheimer.
Okay.
This has been your Browns Minute on Wilde and Tausch. Homer, last night, big debut, not the debut that we may have been hoping for in terms of the production, but were you tuned in for that?
No. There are two games for the Milwaukee Brewers. Please listen closely. The ones in
not
which
a
Miz
Cooper Pitt Pratt fan
Pitt
apparently
and the rest of them. Not compared to the Miz. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Either the Miz pitches or he doesn't. When he doesn't, I come and go. And again, it's with the belief that they can make the World Series this year. They can win the championship 69 years because I have that much faith in the guys running it. And we'll see what they do. They get it. If the Miz and Harrison are healthy, they believe that they can win the World Series and will do whatever they think fits to improve the team without giving up a ton of young players because they don't want anybody long-term. They just need them for this year or maybe next year at the longest. So whatever they're doing is fine. It'll be great.
All right. But I know you've got a response.
And by the way, I do want to help people. I apologize. My first comment is the Miz is not pitching today. So everything else is secondary. Not because they aren't important, but because relative to the Miz. I have said this, and I know it offends Christians, but it's like having Jesus as a minister at your church. Would you really care when the other people are speaking? No. Is Jesus preaching today or not? I apologize to anybody offended by that, but it's hard to make people understand the level that the Miz is at.
I have to admit, I'm not offended as a Christian. And by the way, okay. I have to admit, that is really good. Like, you have some things that I have oftentimes fundamentally disagreed with, but that's pretty darn good. I think we should end on that note.
Jesus in whenever I can. All right, bye.
That is Steve the Homer True. He is off to do his
Ubering.
Why is
he obsessed with James Dolan? Like, why does it,
I don't know.
Cares.
We spent a lot of time on him yesterday when I was on his program as well.
I tried to get him off the James Dolan train.
Yeah, I just want to give you kudos, birthday boy, because I really thought when I read that story about the Sphere, I thought the same thing. Like, Homer had spent all his time on James Dolan when I was on with him last night. And I had not read that story. I actually read it last night. And it's fascinating. Like, it's like you have to distract the meddlesome owner, and perfect, and lo and behold, it let the GM do his job, and they went and had a bunch of success. They started building that in 2018. So he has been largely distracted in the last several years, and it has led them to the promised land. All right, we appreciate it. We need to play trivia. Jesse, and lo and behold, we're playing double trivia because we don't have a show on Friday. So we got to get sped up here on the clock. What callers would you like?
Let's do callers. I actually forgot what I had written on the sheet. There was a reason I had
13 and 21,
yeah!
Callers. 13 and 21 for Wildy and Tausch trivia, Wisconsin geography trivia, double trivia. Caller 13 and caller 21, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We've never seen anyone like The Miz.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out! A complete game! Shutout from Jacob Mizorowski!
This is 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Brewers.
Time now for Wildy and Tausch trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch trivia is presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on, and by Cousin Subs. Have a grad to celebrate? Purchase $30 in Cousin Subs gift cards and receive a free 7.5-inch sub. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
Jesse? Let's welcome in our contestants. Caller 13 is Chad in Newburgh. Chad, good morning. How you doing today?
All right, yourselves?
We're good. And our caller 21 is Dwayne in a big truck. Dwayne, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing awesome.
All right, I am the official arbiter of who gets what questions, and since Chad was the first of the two contestants, he gets batch number one. Question number one for you, Chad, is this. To celebrate his birthday, Tausch may want to go visit his friends at Zimric Chevrolet, located on Main Street in which Wisconsin city? Is it Sun Prairie, Sauk Prairie, or Lake Chevy Tahoe?
Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie is correct.
That's not bad, Jesse. Lake Chevy Tahoe's
pretty good. Appreciate that.
Dwayne! Question one for you. This may sound familiar. To celebrate his birthday. This is good, Jesse. Good job on this. This is really...
We're going to have a theme today. I don't know if you've caught on yet.
I don't know about questions two or three for each contestant, but the first ones are money. To celebrate his birthday, Tausch may want to go visit his friends at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, which would mean traveling south from Madison to Rockford on which interstate, Dwayne? Is it I-90, I-45, or I want to play craps with Barry Alvarez?
Kabuna Bar.
That would be I-90.
Indeed! One for you! Chad, question two. Which of these descriptions accurately describes where Tausch's high school alma mater, Auburndale, is located relative to Madison? All right, so picture your Wisconsin map, picture Madison, try to picture Auburndale, and is Auburndale northwest of Madison? Southwest of Madison or east of Madison?
I'll go southwest.
Sadly, it is northwest of Madison. He's from up there in that Marshfield area. All right. You'll get another chance on question three, Chad. Question two, Dwayne. Which of these descriptions accurately describes where Tausch's least favorite Wisconsin high school, Oostburg, is located relative to Madison?
Is that true, Taos? That's your least favorite? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, it's his McGuanagal.
It gets right up, and it's right at the top. Yeah.
All right, good.
What'd they do? They beat you in the state tournament? Is that why you don't like them?
State championship game.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's our fault.
Oostburg is, Dwayne, northeast of Madison, southeast of Madison, or west of Madison?
That would be northeast.
You know, these are pretty good questions for Dwayne in a big truck to be answering. Good timing on his being caller 21. All right, Chad, let's bounce back with question three. Here goes.
These get a little tricky here.
In honor of Tausch celebrating his 49th birthday, which of these Wisconsin cities is located approximately 49 miles from Lambeau Field?
Oh, boy.
This is what I mean. He can start strong with question one, but you never quite know where we might end up by question three. Chad, in the words of the great American orator Bob Moore and Mark Tauscher and Liam Neeson, Gulak, which of these is approximately 49 miles from Lambeau? Suamico, Manawa, or Ripon?
Ripon.
I knew it wasn't Suamico. Ripon is not correct.
A little too far.
I don't know where Manawa is. I really don't. I'm sorry.
It's about 49 miles from Lambeau Field to the...
Yeah, which direction?
Southwest. Southwest of Lambeau
Field. Chad, I'm sorry, buddy. All right.
I bet Ripon's got to be 60 miles or less.
House to the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, I think it's 146 miles.
Ripon's not even halfway of that, though.
I think it's more than 60 miles. We'll let Jesse fact check himself.
67 miles from Lambeau Field to Ripon.
Told you it was more than 60 miles. Question three, Dwayne. You were right. It's roughly 60 miles. Dwayne, question three. Stop me if you've heard this before. In honor of Tausch celebrating his 49th birthday, which of these Wisconsin cities is located approximately 49 miles from Lambeau Field?
We're doing it again.
Is it Crandon, Oshkosh, or Montello?
Oshkosh.
Such a great category for you. Congratulations. All right. Dwayne, I'm going to let you go first because I'm going to tell you, great job. You got all three right. You got four entries.
Great job,
into
you guys.
The
love the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Chad, I hope you still love the show. I didn't love the questions. I felt you were at a pretty significant disadvantage.
It's all right. Love you guys.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you.
All
right,
that
is Wildy and Tausch Trivia. The 11 o'clock hour starts right on time in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.